it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Right then, here we are, Serie A Chronicles 240 listeners. I'm on my way back from having commentated on Atalanta 4, Fiorentina 1 on the night. Atalanta 4, Fiorentina 2 on aggregate. The Coppa Italia Frecciarossa semi-final second leg. Fiorentina 1 up from the first match 3 weeks ago. But very quickly was that first leg lead wiped out. Ironically, Rolando Mandragora, he who scored a stunner at the Franchi in the first leg, inadvertently played the ball straight into the path of Turncoat Meners. And if there's one player you don't want to give the ball to in 2024, it's Turncoat Meners, who is just in unbelievable form. It took his tally to 14 goals across all competitions, and it never looked likely that he was going to miss. Just strode into the box and fired it past Terracciano. So 8 minutes in, we were back to square one. It was one all on aggregate, and Atalanta looked like they were really fired up. They looked even more fired up on 15 minutes when Scamacca decided to smash one into the top corner. Unfortunately, Coat Meners, who had scored the first goal, actually caught Beltran with his studs in the lead-up to Scamacca's shot, so the goal was disallowed. The VAR intervened. There was an on-field review, and Federico Lapenna, the referee, was made aware of the infringement. That's me indicating, in case you can hear. Unlike Italians, I tend to indicate in the car. Passive-aggressive. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So Scamacca a little bit miffed to see the goal disallowed, but it was the right decision. It's a shame because he scored in front of the Curva Nord, where all the Atalanta diehard fans congregate. They're again in amazing voice, just as they were 6 days ago against Liverpool. And that meant it was 1-0 at the break because Atalanta spurned a few more chances. De Ketelaere wasted one. Ruggeri missed another one. And so it was perfectly poised after 45 minutes. And we thought maybe a third consecutive Coppa Italia tie featuring Fiorentina this season was going to go the distance. Reminder, they had beaten Parma and Bologna on penalties, drew 2-2 against Parma, and actually trailed 2-0 in that tie and scored twice to even take the game to extra time and then penalties. And against Bologna, after a goalless draw, they had beaten the Rossoblu on penalties. So we thought, well, Fiorentina are level if they can hang on, and they might have had a chance of hanging on had it not been for, again, Scamacca, who was the star of the show this evening, when he suddenly burst through and prompted Milenkovic to foul him, what they used to call the last man, fallo da ultimo uomo, what's technically these days called dogso, denying a goal-scoring opportunity, denial of goal-scoring opportunity, and Milenkovic was sent off. There's still 40 minutes to play plus added time, so it felt like a formality. Then Atalanta would go on and win the game. They'd be carving open Fiorentina. They'd be scoring chance after chance after chance. This is a team, lest we forget, that recently scored three without reply at Anfield to smash Liverpool. But in a bizarre quirk of fate, or you can hear someone with their tunes on in the car next to me, in a bizarre twist of fate, to quote Bob Dylan, all the cultural references coming out tonight. Vincenzo Italiano had to withdraw a forward, Andrea Belotti, ironically Bergamasco, born in Bergamo. He was taken off, and Lucas Martinez Quarta was sent on, and he does have an eye for goal, so much so that when Fiorentina got a free kick, and it was pretty much the only time they'd been in the Atalanta half at all in the second period, Biraghi bends it in, Lucas Martinez Quarta peels away from his man and heads in, And all of a sudden, it's level on the night. Fiorentina are back in front in the tie. They lead 2-1 on aggregate. And you think, this is unbelievable. 10-man Fiorentina are going to draw in Bergamo, and therefore they're going to go through to a second straight Coppa Italia Frecciarossa final under Vincenzo Italiano. But Atalanta did have that man advantage, and they were fully intent on exploiting that particular numerical superiority. And they did so when Scamacca scored an absolute beauty. Ruggeri's cross in from the left, chested down intelligently by De Ketelaere.
Support for Serie A Chronicles is brought to you by Manscaped, who are the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Shaving your jewels doesn't have to be risky business anymore, thanks to the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This trimmer is all about keeping things smooth and safe, so you can trim with confidence. Treat your boys down there and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com to get 20% off plus free shipping with code Serie A. With Manscaped, it's easy grooming, no surprises.
Sports Social Podcast Network.